Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Jakeem joining on the line with me, a saxophonist. Jakeem, say hello to the people and let them know about the new project you're working on.
Hi, Nigeria. Yes, my latest project, Main Street Beat, Contemporary Jazz Album, came out this summer. It was debuted at number one on the Contemporary Jazz chart, so very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
been touring all summer. Really exciting tour this summer, everywhere from Philadelphia to Denver to New York, Los Angeles. So still kicking. This is my sixth album, so I'm very excited.
Wow. And this is a good season. Tell us about the saxophone, and how did you become interested in the saxophone?
The saxophone wasn't my original choice. I actually wanted to play the drums for the high school band.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something musical, but really I wanted to play the drums for a high school band. So fortunately for me, they didn't let me. music teacher told me to try something else. So saxophone was sitting there shiny. There was tubas in my band closet, flute and all these other instruments. So I decided to pick up the one that looked the shiniest, that had the most buttons, and Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, and I didn't know back then, but I guess it set me on my way, and there's a story of how I started playing saxophone.
Okay. Let's talk about the saxophone, jazz, the clubs. The saxophone, everybody says, is that sexy instrument. What do you think?
It depends on who's got it. Depends on whose hands it's in.
Okay.
You know, you can have the right tools, but if you don't know how to work it, then...
true. What's one of your favorite songs off the new project?
Gosh, you know, I love all the tunes, but the song that I wrote for my daughter, Trinity, this record is the first record that I put out since becoming a father. I am a first-time father, so she's three now, and so this album has a lot of reflections of Trinity, and Trinity is a very, very special song. But there's a lot of other favorites on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
When You Smile, which has my friend Nick Colding on playing guitar. We did a lot of fun stuff on this record with the band because we recorded a lot of it live. So
yeah.
We did Treasured by Bruno Mars and Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. So, you know, it's really an upbeat record, and they're all kind of my favorite. I mean, Southside Boulevard is probably the funkiest.
And that's interesting that you're doing a lot of contemporary and funky tunes on this one. How does the audience respond? Because we are in the millennial age, quote unquote, I guess the old jazz, and now this new wave of jazz music coming up. But what's the audience response?
The audience loved this record because honestly, it gets them up off their feet and makes them dance.
Right,
which was
right.
My plan in the beginning when I put the record together. So
mm-hmm.
It's really not so smooth, so to speak. It's more upbeat, you know. It's like one of those records where, you know, it's kind of wake up record.
Right. No, and you know,
it's like trying to get moving.
Yeah, and I mean, we need diversity in music, and you know, in all genres, and that's great that you're making your contribution. But what style do you prefer the best? Do you prefer all of it?
Well,
you know, you're that versatile,
you know,
that you could do it all, or
you know, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, I play contemporary music, I've played Latin music, world music, straight ahead jazz music, classical music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love to play music from the soul. Music
good.
That allows
mm-hmm.
to express
mm-hmm.
who I am.
Right.
Know? I grew up with the reflections of R&B and gospel,
mm-hmm.
And then also a lot of funk. You know, I really like, you know, love funk music, you know, the bar tapes and different things like that. So all of that's reflected when I'm performing live, you know. But more so, you know, being able to connect with the audience kind of heart to heart, and the audience kind of feeling me when I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what genre that is.
And that's what's so unique, and that's what's the best, and I'm loving what you're saying, that you just play what you feel, and then the audience will respond in kind.
Mm-hmm.
What is a genre? You know, like, if we get out of that and break that mold, you know, I mean, come on, we're in a digital age.
Yeah.
Can't we play what we want to play and how we feel? And then, like you said, let the audience decide. Because at the end of the day, either they like it or they not. Either they're going to buy the album or they're not going to buy the album. Either they're going to come see you or they're not going to come see you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sixth album, you're doing pretty good that, you know, you create your own fan base and people who appreciate your music. And then they don't want you to change or get caught up in, you know, they're like, well, now what he doing? You know, well, what is that?
The more expressive we are, sometimes the more we can change, you know. And you're right, the audience, a lot of your fans can be alienated because they really want you to be the same thing. But you know, we're an evolving species. In fact, my fifth album is called Evolve, specifically for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote a record called Evolve, which really just allows my mind to kind of go wherever it wants to go. It wasn't restricting itself. Smooth jazz, contemporary jazz, R&B, you can call it whatever you want it.
Right.
But it was all songs on that record was written by me, so it's me being the best version of me, you know.
Wow.
The latest record is more of an upbeat, dance, funk record, kind of get out your feet and let's get going, let's get moving record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Main Street Beat, you know, that's the, you know, hence the title.
That's great. That's great.
And that record has been doing well. You know, we, so far we had a top five single, and it was a number one record when it was released in June. And the single Trinity made it up to number two on the national Billboard Smooth Jazz Airplay. So, and we're going to radio for the new single next week, When You Smile. So I'm very excited about all the great things that are happening in the project.
Again, congratulations. And how is touring, you know, going from state to state going for you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's the only hard part is the airport.
Right.
But I love going back to some of the cities that I've played and performed and seeing some of the fans that have been following me for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Philly and D.C. and Norfolk, down in Florida, New York, you know. So just touring all over the world, you know, connecting with fans and allowing them to see the new music, too, is always exciting because a lot of these places I've already performed, but they haven't seen band play the new stuff.
Right, right.
A couple of weeks ago, and man, they really ate it up.
Yeah, I mean, I love live music. It's just nothing like it, you know, that whole jam session when you just, like you said, play from your soul and just everybody in the room connects and it's just a nice vibe and, you know, just dancing, like you said, and just enjoying the music for
exactly. You know, and that, you know, that's our job. You know, just connecting with the audience and fans, and when we see that they're enjoying our music, it's the best feeling ever. So next week I'll be headed to Portugal. I love traveling overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've toured over 30 countries, including Japan, Germany, South America, East Africa, West Africa, South Africa. So, you know, taking music to the world is even another thing, you know, in its own.
Right, right. Well, when you come back to Norfolk, Virginia, you let me know. I'd love to come check you out.
Well, I will be. I'm going to be, you know, I'll be in Hampton, which is just across the bridge.
Okay, okay.
November 9th through 11th, the Jazz Legacy Foundation concert. So myself and Paul Taylor will be doing a show together this year, so come on to that. It's going to be fun. We've got a lot of artists going to be there, too. Besides me, I think Will Down is going to be there. Joel Albright, Mike Phillips.
Wow.
It's going to be a pretty big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to put that on my schedule and make my way.
Yep.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for giving us your time and the best of luck. And I believe I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Nigeria. It was a pleasure talking to you. Maybe I'll see you in the 757 soon enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty.